The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two, Friday night, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. I don't know which is worse, not choking or choking on nothing. I just started choking over nothing. You guys asked for it, but I don't know how to give it to you. So sometimes I have to go out there and I have to seek somebody to give it to you. And you wanted something to do with prepping. So I know one person that knows enough about prepping. He knows enough about prepping to teach me how to prep. And that is a gentleman named Don Porter. On YouTube, his channel is Such00 and The Sensible Prepper, I believe, but he's going to correct me in just a second. Joining us for the first time in 2016, he's been with us before, is Don Porter. Good evening, sir.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
Okay. Are you there now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I didn't. If you replied, I did not hear you. We'll have to have a little chat with it. Something's going wrong with the phones here. This happens every time. I do like a Academy Award winning introduction. And for some reason, nobody hears you when you say, well, gee, Bill, that's so nice. I don't know what to say. Anyway.
It was outstanding.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Don lives in my zip code. Don and I are friends. Don was one of, except for my family, Don and Mike Lau were the only two people to visit me in the hospital when I was, when I was laid up. So I haven't forgot about that, Don, even though I was on some really good drugs.
We were hoping you'd share.
Yeah. Well, my parents showed up, and that just spoiled that, didn't it? I know it. Anyway, prepping. A lot of people are interested in prepping nowadays. Now, I know that you have done a lot of stuff about prepping. You have run a lot of exercises. You don't just get out there and say, I built a go bag. You went out there and you went with that bag. You went out there and, I guess, parked your car somewhere and tried to walk back in for or something. You've done that more than once. With somebody that wants to start to prep, where would you advise them to begin? What's that one piece of prepping gear they got to start with?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, your mindset and information, and we've got a huge amount of information, which can be overwhelming, and I think that may be one of the problems. You know, I mean, the Internet, you know, YouTube especially, there's so much information out there that just finding out and looking and seeing, because, you know, the one thing that a lot of people get kind of scared of the idea of being prepared is the, you know, doomsday prepper, and, you know, they're looking at, you know, these guys that are kind of going to the extreme, and it kind of turns some people off to go the completely opposite direction.
Right.
So I think mindset is number one. And of course, now this is, I always base everything on the rule of three. And there are three rules to survival. And the first is, of course, you can go all the way down to 3 seconds without hope, 3 minutes without air, 3 hours in harsh conditions like weather, 3 weeks, three days without water, and then 3 weeks without food. And so I take those things and I base whatever I'm doing on those, on that criteria. So, you know, I think that kind of gives you a start. And then you can decide what you want to do. I mean, there are people that just prepare for natural disasters like hurricanes or tornadoes.
Right.
Some people kind of prepare for, you know, maybe possible civil unrest, you know, or there are some people that prepare for the Stone Age, you know, for the SHTF.
Right.
And so each person has to decide, you know, you need to be prepared. I mean, even our federal government, FEMA will tell you, you need to be prepared. If they're telling you that, then, you know, I think it's really, you know, it's really imperative.
We've seen this, I guess probably the biggest example for me was Hurricane Sandy. I heard reports that the preppers in that area, when Hurricane Sandy came rolling in and flooded New York and parts of New Jersey, the preppers were the only ones that, and they were very popular, weren't they, those preppers?
Yes, they were.
The most of them were in rural New Jersey because it's very hard to be a prepper in New York, although I've seen those prepper shows actually try to have prepper SHTF scenarios in New York City, which it's hilarious. They're fashioning like
that. Well, I get a lot of input from people that are urban preppers. They call them urban preppers. And, you know, they don't have a lot of room. They may even live in a small apartment or a studio. And, you know, there are ways to, here's the deal, Bill, is, you know, we have a responsibility for our lives and our survival. And it's not the government's business, you know, job to do that. And I think, and not just the government, and I shouldn't just say that, because, you know, our whole society, the way we do things, the way we live, we have become extremely dependent on the systems that deliver our food, that deliver our water. And when those things can be, you know, or may be, you know, disrupted, you know, people are completely lost. I mean, my grandparents, you know, they grew their own food. You know, they raised cattle. You know, they knew how to do all of those things. We are losing that as a society and a culture. And so, you know, that makes us very dependent. Here we are, we're talking about, oh, we have the spirit of freedom. You know, we have the spirit of, you know, self-reliance. And we're Americans, the home of the brave. But
right.
Yet we don't know what we're, you know, we're totally dependent on the system. So I think it's really important to, you know, to do those things that we need to do to at least take responsibility for ourselves and our families.
I would have to agree with you. One of the things that I've been doing, and this is, until I can change this, okay, one of the things I've been doing is I've been building up on my stock of MREs.
Right.
Now, where I live, I've got a water source behind me, and if I can filter the water, I've got water. But food is another thing. And you want to know why, Don? Do you want to know why I'm building up on the stock of MREs, which I swore to God when I got out of the Army, never again, I swore to God, you know, never going to happen again. Because I don't know how to hunt and clean a deer, which, you know, we got plenty of those around here.
Right.
And you're right, I am... While I'm out here in the spirit of liberty, it might help if I knew a little bit about hunting, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, I told my son one time, one thing I want to preface this whole thing about is, you know, I am a prepper, but I'm not one of the extreme, I live my life thinking of that 24/7. I mean, I have
Before you get too deep into that, we're coming up on the break. How can they find what you've got on prepping on YouTube? What's the channel? Let them know how to find all that stuff.
Most of my, more of my preparedness is on Sensible Prepper. And all you need to do is put Sensible Prepper, when you're searching on YouTube, and that will, it'll come up. And if you're more into guns and shooting and tactical self-defense stuff, then Sooch00 is the channel for that. And, that's Sooch00. In fact, you can put that in Google and it'll come up.
There you go. Yes, 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 you can, because Don is out there. We'll be right back. More prepping coming up with Don Porter. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right. You wanted it, and I've gotten it together. Took me. Well, I'm not going to lie to you. It took me about 2.5 minutes, but, I worked on it. Anyway, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique.
The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com for weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. My guest this hour is Don Porter from, you can find him on YouTube as Such00 or The Sensible Prepper. You know how I do that with the voice to make it sound different every time, Such, because Don and I talk a lot about editing. You want to know how I do that? Do we still have Don? Do we still have Don?
You got me?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to ask. I'm going to have to ask a couple questions. Do you know how I do that, Don, that change in the voice and everything when I'm around that spot?
How do you do that?
I've got this vocal processor, and I just spin the dials in between each sentence. I don't even know what it's going to sound like. I just hope and pray that it works out that way.
Well, it sounds good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You used your Git home bag one time. Now, your Git home bag, not a really big affair, is it? Is it still the same one you've shown many times? It's pretty much just a backpack?
It is. It's ever evolving, though. You know, there are certain things that I find that I need, and as I get more experience with different things, you know, I change it out. It does change, but it's pretty much the same.
Now, of course, in a Don Porter Git home bag, there's going to be a firearm, if not firearms. What do you have in your Git home bag as your firearm or arms?
I usually keep a Glock 9mm, and one of the reasons is because that's one of my primary concealed carry pieces and extra magazines. So, and really that's important, you know, even on a trip, like down to Atlanta or down somewhere, you know, just out of town. And just, you know, having the right gear that I might need if my vehicle breaks down or there's a riot in a town or, you know, something that come up. And so I just kind of keep the basic necessities in there to get home.
Okay. So what do the basic necessities consist of?
Typically,
quick overview without getting into too many details.
All right. Something like with shelter. I want something for shelter. Going back to the rule of three. Something as a water purification, because, you know, the creeks are filled with, they were good, looks good, the water looks good, but, you know, you need something to filter that water. You don't want to be sick. Maybe something, some food, you know, an energy bar or something, and something to make a fire is very important. A fixed blade knife, a small med kit, you know, even a trauma kit for my go back. And, you know, a multi-tool and just maybe a coat, maybe usually a hat, some kind of stocking cap to keep the sun out of my eyes, maybe a ball cap, some sunglasses, and a bandana is really important. But one of the most important parts of a go bag is a heavy metal trash bag. And there was one of the more famous survivalists that does a lot of guide work for hunting and things like that. And they asked him what was the one item he would take with him, and it was a heavy metal trash bag. And one of the reasons is because you can shelter yourself from rain. You know, you can actually wrap up in it and keep the wind off. You can actually build a small shelter. You can store water in it if you need to or other items. So there's just a lot of uses. And that's one of the things about prepping that's important is to be able to have items that are, you know, redundant that you can use for different things as well, you know, just very, you know, improvised.
So that's the thing about the modern day, isn't it, though? Because some of these things that you can use are so small and lightweight and have so many different things working within them that, I mean, as far as their use, that
right.
It's really easier to make a go bag now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In fact, I went to Walmart and did a project where I went to Walmart and bought the cheapest stuff I could possibly find for a complete go bag. And it was with the bag. It was $89. Then I went back to Walmart about a month later and bought the premium stuff, and it was about $325. So you can, you know, really to get started, you can spend very little. And once it's done, you just put it away and you don't have to worry about it.
What's the difference in weight between an $89 bag and a $320 bag?
Not a lot.
Really? So we're just buying better quality components the second time around.
Right. I bought the cheapest pocket knife they had. I mean, it was a cheap multi-tool. It was $3.97. And it won't last. Promise. But the other one was $56. So, you know, the fixed blade knife I think I bought was like, you know, $8. And then when I bought the other one, it was $50. So it was that kind of thing. Same size, same purpose, but, you know, just better quality. It can last longer. I mean, if nothing else, put together a small bag. My daughter, in fact, she goes to work very early in the morning. I get up with her. And she has a small go bag in the back of her car. And if she ever needs anything, it's back there. She doesn't have to mess with it, don't have to do anything to it. And hopefully she'll never need it. But if she does, she's got it. And, you know, it may just be fire. It may just be a trash bag. It may just be water. It, one time in her whole life that she needs, that's all.
Right.
It being the difference between life and death.
How old is your daughter now?
She's 20.
She's driving?
I let her drive once in a while.
Don Porter, man, the 21st century man. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk about things you might have at the house. And I want to talk about also, before you go, I want to talk about bugging out versus bugging in. Simply because I see a whole lot of people that are getting ready to bug out, and they've got all of this apparatus and everything. And, you know, if I can get your permission, I would rather just stay here because, you know, I've got my couch here. And if I can... And I really want to know about that. I want to know, now I know that there's probably certain things where you'd have to leave and you have no other reasons, but in the, WROLSHTF situation where just everything's chaotic, I just want to get your opinion. Don Porter, you can find him at Such00 where he does the most comprehensive gun reviews you've ever seen. And I can't think of a single, there's no gun that you could hand to him and say, hey, Don, review this, where he would say, this is beneath me. He reviews everything. And then there's the Sensible Prepper. The Sensible Prepper is a channel which I need to watch a little bit more because I need to at least build a go bag. Maybe we could build a go bag and you could let me film it while you teach me like I'm the Padawan learner.
I can do it.
Okay. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load. Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
No one. Most of you don't hang out with me enough to know how warped I could be, and I was just picturing something. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com for weapons you want without any delays.
Reactive Gunworks, where you don't have to wait on the craziest things you're looking for today. My guest this hour from YouTube, which Don leads a hard life. He's either putting up video on YouTube or he's shooting video for YouTube at a gun range. I don't know how you stand it, Don Porter. Just out of curiosity, around your house, now besides your regular Don Porter stuff that you have to do your craft, which is, you know, making little movies is what it boils down to. For the prepping side of it, what do you have stashed around your house?
Well, we have food stored up. Most of it is, of course, you know, 30-year long-term storage food. A lot of it is staples, you know, like beans, rice, sugar, things like that. Then we have, you know, we've kind of got a good mix, you know, a lot of pre-dehydrated foods and, And my wife is on board, which is one thing that a lot of preppers, guys that really want to prep, have a problem with, is getting their wife on board.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that I would recommend is don't be too aggressive with it. Kind of back off and let her kind of see. And a lot of times they'll come around. We have a really nice stream, and there's a pond not too far from the house and a lake. But again, we have a water filtration system. We have a different ones. A big Berkey is one thing that we use a lot.
Right.
We use it every day. And we also have a pool that you can actually pull water out of that if you need to. Garden, we have gardens, and not enough to feed us. You know, we don't really put that much work into that, but we do have to supplement.
Right.
And so, you know, those are the things that we kind of do. One of the things that we've been using is the Mormon cannery, which they're kind of funny. Sometimes they're open to the public, sometimes they're not. And you can find different ones. But that's a really good way to get long-term storage food for a very reasonable price.
And who is this again?
The Mormon Cannery. Mormon.
Okay.
You know, they're big about storing food. So, you know, having a supply. So they have certain
locations they are.
In every state.
At least a one-year supply is what they're supposed to keep.
And, there's one down in Columbia. And you have to call ahead and get an appointment and all that. But it's a great way to do a very inexpensive. And, of course, there's one way, and this is what I always suggest to people, because, again, it can be overwhelming, is when you go to your local grocery store, pick up a few canned items or some things that you can store, some beans, rice, things like that, just a little bit every week. And before long, you'll have it really adds up.
I've seen some of these people on like doomsday preppers. I saw one where every nook and cranny of the house was stuffed with food, and they were sleeping on stored water, to put it in. And I just don't I don't know that we will ever see a time where we would have to go that far. Would you agree with that? Or do you think I'm on that base?
Well, I do agree. But here's the thing about predicting the future.
Right.
You know, there's no way to predict it. And if you look back in history, really, and I'm talking about the long-term history, mankind has gone through horrific turmoil. And for us to think that that could not happen to the United States is fantasy.
Yeah.
It really is.
So, yeah.
You know, with when you have crime and things like that that are kind of moving up, and then you have a terrorist threat, and then, you know, the weather's kind of crazy, and, you know, there's just a lot of things that can happen. I know locally here, not too far from us, a train derailed that had chemicals, and 1,500 people were displaced. I mean, they had to leave their homes, and they had to do it immediately, and then go to some shelter. That was here in South Carolina. So,
yeah.
You know, things like that can happen, and you can be away from your home for, you know, a couple of weeks.
I know 10 or 12 years ago we had we didn't have a monumental ice storm, but I know in Greenville power was out for 2 weeks, and that was miserable. You want to find out if you can survive, try to do without power for, 3 days? Try to do without power for 3 days and see how well you do without power.
Well, you know, I told my family, my extended family, my wife's family, they're very supportive. And yeah, they agree. Yeah, we need to do this. Oh, yeah, we need to do that. And then they don't do anything. And so after about a year, my wife asked me, she goes, we really need to talk to them again just to kind of make them aware and to be doing some stuff. And I said, no, I'm not talking to them. So she did talk me into it. We went and sat down with them, had dinner.
Right.
And she began to talk about it. And I was sitting there. And I said, look, guys, here's the deal. I love you. You're my family. I'll do whatever I can for you. I said, but if you're not willing to do something, I'm not taking food out of my children's mouth to feed you when you agree with me and you're not doing anything. The next day, I started getting pictures on my phone from my brother-in-laws who were buying food and sending me pictures.
What about as far as now, me and you and a few people around here, we've talked about doing things if we had to do something operationally against somebody, if something bad happened and we had to, go Wolverines on them. We've talked about that. But what have you got just laid out? And we only got a couple of minutes left. Are you prepared at the Porter Hacienda to go completely agile, mobile, and hostile on somebody if they have to?
Well, I prefer to say, you know, if we need to defend ourselves, which is definitely the one thing about a prepper, is you're concerned about defense, defending your home, defending your property, and against, you know, hordes.
Right.
Yes. I mean, definitely, I think that is, you know, it's not necessarily something that I'm thinking will happen in the next few weeks or even this year, but with a lot of the tensions that are going on in our nation right now, it's really something to consider. You know, we had just a regular break-in, you know, a couple of years ago.
Right.
But home invasions, you know, you're facing something. Sometimes you're facing three and four attacks.
Do you home carry?
Armed. Oh, yes, sir. Yes. And we have a number of guns stashed away. Which
I was about to say, your house is sort of like Skyfall as far as stuff stashed away and everything, isn't it?
Yeah. But we have to be careful because we have a lot of small children. A lot of times they come to our house, like our nephews and nieces. So we're very careful about what we do. And but, you know, they are available. We just have to keep them out of reach a little later.
There you go. You can find Such at Such00. How many videos do you put up a week?
I put up a couple of videos a week, typically.
Come on. Don't you put up about a couple a day?
You've seen my videos.
Yes, I know.
You know that they're not thrown together.
Yes, I know. Well, they seem like they come to publication more often than just a couple a week. You can also find Such at full30.com. He is there with Tim Harmson and all of the other premier YouTubers who finally include Hickok, who finally got over there after his little scare. So, yeah. Someplace for, and they will always be there. They can never be taken down at full30.com. So if you don't catch them at YouTube, definitely pay a visit to them because that's always good every time somebody shows up. We're going to be right back. When we get back, we're going to talk about bugging in versus bugging out and the different circumstances you might find yourself in if you do that and what you may want to do on the way out the door. My guest this hour is Don Porter. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Prepping. You got to go to somebody who knows how to do it. And I'm not him. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com for weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out. By all means, they have some of the weirdest things you've ever seen that you do not think you're going to be able to find. They got them. Okay. My guest this hour is Don Porter. From YouTube, he is Such00 or The Sensible Prepper. Now we come to the part where, Don, is it better to... I guess it really is going to depend upon the circumstance, though. But if you had George Ruthers, would you rather bug in or bug out?
Well, obviously, bugging in, you know, it's your home. It's where your stuff is, where your supplies are.
Right.
And definitely bugging in is much more preferred than doing anything else. Now, the one thing about that is, of course, you know, like you said, if you get into a situation, you need to be prepared to move, but it needs to be an emergency situation. One of the things that we were coming back from a trip a couple of years ago, and we were coming through Kentucky, and there was some construction going on, and the traffic was backed up for over an hour. And people, you know, were bumper to bumper, and people were getting very ill. And I had my cell phone and a couple of buddies with me, and we did a video on that subject of you're trying to bug out. If the situation is that bad, there are going to be a lot of people bugging out, and the freeways are going to be locked down. You know, so if you have a bug out location that you're thinking, or if you're thinking of going into the mountains to get away, the people that live in the mountains, because I know, I lived in Brevard for a number of years,
yes,
they realize that people want to come there.
Right.
And I can tell you right now, law enforcement already has a plan to shut down the road. So bugging in is really by far the best option. Let me give you one little sidekick. For Powell, who wrote the Modern Survival Guide for the Coming Economic Collapse, that happened in Argentina. Real events happened. And one of the things that he said was, is a lot of people decided when the economy collapsed and everything went crazy, a lot of people went to cabins up in the mountains. And those cabins were raided by gangs. And those people were way out in the middle of nowhere. They were killed or worse, and their supplies taken. And he said the way to live is to get in your community and get with your neighbors and help and work together to defend yourself and work together for supply. So, you know, that's one of the big things. The lone wolf that doesn't want to have anybody know what he's doing, you know, very secretive, and you know, if you don't have friends and people around you to have somewhat of a network, you're really endangering yourself and your family. So bugging in is by far the best option.
I have seen some of these guys that like to dig a hole in their backyard and stick one of those containers in the back and make it their underground bunker. Isn't that sort of really dangerous, because you can't see anybody coming? You are susceptible to them because you have to have venting coming out of there because you got to have air. So, I mean, there's a way to get to you if it comes down to it. Is it better to be above ground and be able to see everything that's coming at you?
Well, you know, nobody knows what the situation is going to be or what it could be. But that's definitely a weak point in an underground bunker are the air vents, because all you need is a good trash bag to put over it.
Or some gasoline.
You have one in your bug out bag. Gasoline, maybe not. But yeah, gasoline would definitely run some people out.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just like when, you know, in playing games as a kid, you know, playing army, and you climb up in a tree. And, you know, you're making yourself very vulnerable because you're stuck in that one position. Same thing with digging a hole in the ground. Now, I'm not, there are people that do it and they hide it very well, and it's possibly a great idea, but you've got to really make sure that, one of the big problems too is people that do stuff like that will talk about it.
Right.
And so then the word gets around. I have a good friend of mine who is a very prominent prepper in this area, and, this girl that I know, she was at work one night, and we're good friends with these people, and she said, they got to talking about a survival situation, and they all said, well, you know that prepper that lives over there on that road? And they all knew who he was. They all knew where he lived. So,
yeah,
you know,
but
the thing is, just keeping your mouth zipped.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about things did necessitate that we did have to go somewhere like Brevard, which... That would be a really pretty place to have to run to. But let's say we have to go to Brevard and we do get to a place where they have blocked off the road. We sort of have to have a kit set up inside the car to where if we have to dismount, we can carry the vital items, don't we?
Right. Well, you know, look at what's going on in Syria right now. The refugees. Those people are just leaving with whatever items they can carry. And, you would be a refugee if you left your home and you started heading somewhere else.
Right.
The one thing is about a bug out plan, which is really important, because you do need to have that in your arsenal. You need to have that thought. But you need a definite place to go. And, but the other part of that is you may not be able to get there. So you know, it would be great to have a couple of places. That you know, if all things started happening, because a lot of times survival situations are localized. It's only in a certain area, like Sandy, which, you know, if you're in that area, you're in trouble. You get out of that area and life's kind of normal. So you may be able to go to a relative or a friend and be able to work together.
We're about to run out of time and everything. I put something out on Facebook, and now people are coming from Facebook. But that's okay. We'll do this again another time. For those people that – do you address all of this on your Sensible Prepper video channel?
I do, and a lot of these things we talk about, but a lot of it is just how-to, and this is what you need to do. It's mainly, again, just a mindset of being prepared and then – starting to decide where you need to go for your special situation, because we're all individuals, we're all different, and we all have different needs, we have different resources. But again, whether you're getting the $89 Walmart bag, or you're buying the, you know, $600 or $700 bag, which obviously it can cost a lot more. You know, if you don't have anything, do what you can. At least have something put back. I've had a number of people, especially, in fact, a couple of years ago, you know, they had tornadoes down in Alabama and that area, Chattanooga and some places. And there were a lot of college students down in Alabama that actually got in touch with me, and they sent me videos of their home that had been completely destroyed. And the guy said, I had put together a bug out bag or a go bag. And when the tornado was coming straight for our home, it was four guys living there. They got in the middle of the house. They grabbed the bug out bag, and when it was all over with, their house was destroyed, and they said they had to walk 12 miles. Now, he said that bug out bag was incredible what it did. He goes, and what was really bad, the best part about it, he said, were the medical supplies that we had. He goes, right. We used all of our medical supplies helping people as we went along. So it's not only, it's not a selfish thing, and that's one of the things I think that the prepping community can get is very selfish and self-centered. You know, we've got to be, this has got to be helping one another. And that's what America's been about from the beginning. And, you know, we need to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. But, you know, one of the things a good friend of mine down in Atlanta, in fact, he's a huge financial advisor down in Atlanta. He is extremely well off. And he told me, he said, I'm scared to death, Don. He goes, the economy and the way things are going, he goes, I'm just really worried. But he told me one time, he said, the better my neighbor's prepared, the better I'm prepared. And so that's when I speak on these things. Because the better that people in the Greenville area are prepared, the better off this whole area will be in a tough situation.
I think what we ought to do is, Todd knows how to run my Steadicam, and we could go to Academy Sports, and you could chase me around like a drill sergeant telling me to get this, that, and the other, and we could put it on YouTube and say, the title of it would be, I'm with Stupid. You good for that?
I'm good for that. Now, who's stupid, me or you?
Me. Well, I don't know. You're the one already established. You'll be chasing me around. I don't know. I'll take the role. Such 00 Sensible Prepper. That's where you can find him. Don, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Bill, always a pleasure, and thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Coming up next from the Polite Society podcast, Rob Morris. We're going to talk some defensive gun uses Friday night. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.